Then Jesus said, A man had two sons. The younger son said to his father, Give me my share of the property. So the father divided the property between his two sons. Then the younger son gathered up all that was his and traveled far away to another country. There he wasted his money in foolish living. After he had spent everything, a time came when there was no food anywhere in the country, and the son was poor and hungry. So he got a job with one of the citizens there, who sent the son into the fields to feed pigs. The son was so hungry that he wanted to eat the pods the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he realized what he was doing, he thought, All of my father's servants have plenty of food, but I am here, almost dying with hunger. I will leave and return to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against God and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son, but let me be like one of your servants. So the son left and went to his father. While the son was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt sorry for his son. So the father ran to him and hugged and kissed him. The son said, Father, I have sinned against God and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, Hurry, bring the best clothes and put them on him. Also put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. And get our fat calf and kill it, so we can have a feast and celebrate. My son was dead, but now he is alive again. He was lost, but now he is found. So they began to celebrate. Luke 15:11-24. The boy stared at his reflection in the muddy puddle. He questioned whether the face was really his. It didn't look like him. The flame in the eyes had been extinguished. The smirk had been humbled. The devil-may-care attitude had been replaced with soberness. He tumbled headlong and landed face first. It wasn't enough to be friendless. It wasn't enough to be broke. It wasn't enough to pawn his ring, his coat, even his shoes. The long hours walking the streets didn't break him. You would think that the nights with only a bunkhouse pillow or the days lugging a bucket of pig slop would force a change of heart. But they didn't. Pride is made of stone. Hard knocks may chip it, but it takes reality's sledgehammer to break it. His was beginning to crack. His first few days of destitution were likely steamy with resentment. He was mad at everyone. Everyone was to blame. His friends shouldn't have bailed out on him, and his brother should come and bail him out. His boss should feed him better, and his dad never should have let him go in the first place. He named a pig after each one of them. He could have done what millions do. He could have spent a lifetime in the pig pen, pretending it was a palace. But he didn't. Something told him that this was the moment of and for truth. He looked into the water. The face he saw wasn't pretty, muddy and swollen. He looked away. Don't think about it. You're no worse off than anybody else. Things will get better tomorrow. The lies anticipated.